Today we're going to be having a look at Padre Pio's gift of discernment. Now there were three particular individuals who had this experience with Padre Pio and how he directed them in their lives to their particular callings. So of course, in order to be happy in our lives, we really need to be following God's plan for our lives. Each person has a different plan. Let's see how Padre Pio discerned this. Hello friends, and welcome to our channel Following Padre Pio, where we, through a series of short stories, we take a glimpse into the life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and to see what his intercession could do for you. And we do encourage everyone to enroll your mass prayer petitions. You can see the video on the end screen how to do this. And this is for our mass, which we have every Friday. And there we'll bring your petitions to Padre Pio in this mass. And also do help us in our apostolate by liking our video, share the video with your friends and colleagues. In today's story, there are two particular individuals. There's a Leo Fanning and a Joe Astorita. And they had both been recruited into the military. They were Americans and they were stationed not far from San Giovanni Rotondo during World War II, not far from Padre Pio's monastery. And then by chance they heard of the saint with the stigmata. As if driven by an invisible force, they now needed to meet the Capuchin priest who had these stigmata on his hands and his feet. And so they had made their way up into the Gargano Mountains to his monastery. And now on this particular occasion, when they arrived there, Padre Pio was extremely busy. He was busy hearing a lot of confessions all day. And so they were unable to speak to Padre Pio directly. Well, both Leo and Joe decided that they were going to wait. They were going to stay there, hoping to be able to see Padre Pio later in the day. And then when Padre Pio's schedule cleared, and he had finished with his confessions, they now had the opportunity to greet Padre Pio. And Joe had already met Padre Pio previously. So in his best Italian, he spoke to Padre Pio and said, "Padre Pio, I want to introduce you to my friend, Corporal Leo Fanning." "But," Padre Pio said, "that is not correct. It is actually Father Leo Fanning." And these words of Padre Pio, they were of great encouragement to Leo, who had actually been considering if he had a vocation to the priesthood. So he was being encouraged in that direction. Anyway, some years later, and now the war was coming to an end. And so there were now three of them who had visited Padre Pio to say their goodbyes to Padre Pio. And they were Joe and Mario and Leo. Now before this, they had got word of their new assignments. And Leo had learned that he would be posted, he was now to be stationed all the way the other side of the world in Japan. And Mario was going to be transferred to another part of Europe. And Joe, he was going to be sent back home because there was a new military point system in place and now he qualified to be discharged. So these three were going to be sent to three ends of the earth. And they were now at Padre Pio's monastery for one last time to say goodbye to Padre Pio, as we mentioned earlier. And Padre Pio said to them, "Points or no points, I tell you," Padre Pio said this, "I tell you that you are all going home together." And Mario told Padre Pio that he would like to come back sometime to visit Padre Pio. Padre Pio said to him, "Do not do that. Save your money. Instead, as your spiritual father, I tell you that I will be always with you. Just call on me and I will be there." And Mario had been greatly edified by his association with Padre Pio. And however, before this his meetings, he had not been one of particularly deep faith. After this, he became a daily communicant. And now the other two, both Joe and Leo. They were both very religious people. They attended Mass, they had various devotions, a lot of charity in their hearts. Did they have a vacation or not? So Joe Astorita thought that he might in fact have a vocation to the priesthood, perhaps a calling to the Trappist order. So he put this question to Padre Pio. Joe, you talk all the time, Padre Pio said. You cannot keep silent, even for a minute. You could never have be a Trappist. Your vocation is to the married life. He told him straight like that, your vocation is to be married. Joe objected, but I do not know any girls. Well, if I have to, Padre Pio answered, I will find a wife for you myself. How can that be? Joe wanted to know. Because you are stationed here in St. Giovanni Rotondo and I'm going to be in New York City. Leave it to me, Padre Pio said. And to Leo, Padre Pio said, you feel that you're called to the altar of God, and I do not want anything else for you. In other words, confirming, yes, it is like that. And then after that, they bid their farewells, Italian style, hugged each other, and Padre Pio gave them a handful of religious medals as well. And then they returned to their base, where they soon heard that their transfer orders had been changed. They were now all to go back to the United States together, which is exactly what Padre Pio had told them just a little bit earlier on. And now back in the United States, shortly after returning to New York, Joe met a lovely Italian lady there in New York, and they soon got married. So that was as Padre Pio had said. And Leo went to study at the seminary to become a priest. And he was to be ordained at St. John's Cathedral, and that is in Paterson, New Jersey. So he hadn't communicated this to Padre Pio. But literally minutes before his ordination, a telegram arrived from Padre Pio. And in it, Padre Pio said, congratulations on the day of your ordination. And at this, Leo was absolutely stunned. He could not believe that Padre Pio could even have known that he knew the exact time and the day of his ordination. That's the end of the story. But coming soon, we'll have a look at some of Father Leo's experiences when he met Padre Pio that led up to him becoming a priest. Once again, we do ask you to enroll your Mass prayer intentions. Just see the video on the end screen how to do that. Also, do help us by liking the video, sharing the video. If you're new to our channel, do subscribe to our channel and click that reminder bell too. That way you will receive notifications of future videos.